Much has been made of the notion that a relentless wave of retirements is a threat to the health of the federal workforce, but there's a problem on the other end of the age spectrum, too. OPM data shows there's been a sharp drop in the number of federal employees under the age of 30 over the last few years, the last 5 years specifically. As of last year, those younger workers made up just 8% of the workforce. Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President of ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. He's done a deep dive into the numbers and wrote about them in his column this week, and he joins us now. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Jared. How are you doing?
Doing good, thanks. Before we jump into the numbers, we should probably talk a little bit about why this is important. So at the risk of asking an obvious question, why should we be concerned about these younger members of the workforce?
Well, I think the main reason to be concerned is that when you look at hiring needs in an organization, a very large number of mid-level and higher positions are filled from within an agency. So what we're doing now with this decrease in the number of employees under 30 is we're basically building kind of a ticking time bomb for what's going to happen 5, 10, 15 years from now when people start looking for mid-career people to go into leadership roles or into senior technical roles. They're going to find that the workforce simply isn't there. And that's going to cause the government to have to rethink its hiring processes and where it sources its applicants, because the internal folks are simply not going to be there anymore.
You went through the numbers in a fair amount of detail. That you printed a table in your column this week that points out that in 2009 there were almost 234,000 federal employees under the age of 30. As of this year, it's down to 176,000. That's a fairly precipitous drop. What do you think's going on there?
Well, what's happening is kind of interesting. I started looking at these numbers and looking at departures from the civil service and at new hires into the civil service. You know, some people would say that when you look at people under 30, that obviously over 5 years the number would go down because people age and they age out of that category. That accounts for a little bit of it. But what's really happening is the amount of hiring of young people has dried up tremendously. In 2009, the federal government hired 128,000 people under age 30. In 2013, they hired 58,000. So the number of young people hired dropped by almost 55% in 5 years. That's an enormous drop. And one thing that people have told me is they say, oh, well, you know, the under 30 folks are just bailing out of the government right and left. So I went in and dug into those numbers, too, and actually found that the departures from the civil service among people under 30 have dropped. In 2009, 68,000 left. Last year, only 46,000 left. And at the same time, the number of middle-aged and older people leaving government has increased enormously. So the under 30 folks are actually staying put a bit more. And I dug into those departures a little bit more to look at just the quit rate, you know, how many people just resign from the federal government. And the actual number of quits among the under 30 group increased by 2,000 people over the last 5 years. So what's happening is they're not leaving at as high a rate as they used to. The quit rates are not bad at all. They're just not being replaced. And the other thing I found that was kind of interesting is when we look at the new hires and saw that the number of new hires under age 30 dropped by almost 55%, the number of new hires over age 60 only dropped 24%. Mm. And the mid-career folks only dropped 37%. So what I think has happened is the government, for a variety of reasons, is simply not hiring enough young folks. And I think there are some reasons for that. You know, one of them, obviously, is that a lot of younger folks are not expressing a lot of interest in going to work for the government. And the sales pitch for young folks is really great. You know, we're going to hire you. We may or may not give you a pay raise. The press is going to vilify you. Members of Congress are going to call you worthless. And now and then we'll shut down the government and you won't get paid for a while. It's a great sales pitch for somebody under 30 who's just starting out in their career. The other problems you run into are that agencies don't fill as many entry-level jobs. You know, if you've got a shrinking budget and someone says to a manager, okay, you can hire one person for the next three vacancies you get, they're going to be more likely to hire somebody who's more experienced at a higher grade level, simply because they don't have enough people anymore. And then the other problem is how do you get young people into government? You know, I think your colleague Jason Miller did a really good report recently that said that the Presidential Management Fellows Program and the Pathways Program, two of the big hiring programs for young applicants, aren't working very well. And agencies are saying they're not meeting their needs. And so what we're finding is there's not a good way for young people to get hired anymore. So those three things together, I think, are resulting in this really enormous drop in hiring of young people into the federal government.
I get your point that the sales pitch for working in government is not particularly wonderful right now. But at the same time, we're also talking about an age cohort that we're constantly hearing is having an incredibly tough time finding employment in the private sector in the post-Great Recession era, regardless of how much education they have almost. So isn't that an opportunity that the federal government could and should capitalize on by, you know, advertising the fact that this is going to be a very stable career for you if you come this way?
I would hope they would. And I think you're right that the government has an opportunity. The question is, can the government capitalize on that opportunity? If the programs that the government typically uses to hire these folks are not working effectively, then they may not have the actual ability to capitalize on the opportunity they have. The way that people in that age group used to be hired was the Federal Career Intern Program. Mm-hmm. And that went away about 3 years ago. And when it went away, it was replaced with something called the Pathways Program. The Partnership for Public Service in their CHECO survey this year found that 47% of the chief human capital officers said their agencies weren't using the Pathways Program in any meaningful way, and that most of them weren't satisfied with the program. So, and part of the reason they're not satisfied is there's what's called a public notice requirement, and they have to advertise these positions and open them up to everybody who wants to apply. And what they find is you go out and advertise a GS-5 or GS-7 position, you get 10,000 applicants. Literally, I mean, you get 10,000 applicants, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to handle 10,000 applicants for a job. And so what they're doing is they're finding other ways to hire people that don't result in 10,000 applications for one job. And so if they don't have an effective means of bringing people who are 22, 23, 25 years old into the government, it doesn't really matter how big the available talent pool is because they don't have a way of tapping into that talent pool.
And you also point out in the very beginning of your column that at the GS and GS-14 and GS-15 level, it's come to the point where there just are not enough high quality candidates. Is that the same problem? That can't be purely an age problem because there's not probably a whole lot of 20 to 30 year olds that are applying at that level.
No, what happened with that is the example I was using is in jobs like in procurement and in HR. And this is a good example of what happens with these time bombs that people set.
Mm-hmm.
Back during the Clinton administration, the National Performance Review wanted to get rid of what they called management control positions, like HR and procurement. And so those occupations were downsized by about half. And in HR, what happened, and in procurement, what happened is we stopped hiring people for several years. And so instead of having a steady stream of people into the government, 15, 20 years ago, what we ended up with was no hiring for several years and then the workforce in those occupations aging and then starting to retire. And what that meant is the people who ought to have 12 or 14 or 15 years of experience now who would be really great candidates for GS-15 position just aren't there anymore. I remember, I'm going to sound like an old geezer when I say this, but I remember when I would advertise a GS-15 vacancy in my organization, and I literally would get 20 or 25 really, really strong candidates. And it got to the point where you could advertise a JS-15 in HR or a JS-15 in procurement and get a handful of applicants and count yourself as lucky that you had five really good ones. So what happens is when you stop hiring in an occupation, you end up creating this delayed effect that you don't see for a few years. And that's why I'm afraid we're creating that same kind of effect now, and that in 2025 and 2030, we're going to see the government having an enormous problem because all of these people that should be in their workforce aren't there. There will be ways to deal with it, and I'm actually going to write in my next blog post about what some of those ways to deal with it are going to have to be. But they're going to have to rethink how they do hiring and what filling a job means.